This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And welcome back into another gorgeous Saturday morning in the great outdoors along the Gulf Coast. Going to have some moderate temperatures, not going to be too hot, not going to be too cold, just like the Three Bears. It's going to be just right weather-wise. Got tide moving out there, winds aren't too bad. Great day to get out there and do some fishing. Before we get off of Darrell Carpenter, one thing I didn't have time, I kind of ran out of time, but you know, one thing I noticed when I go fishing down there along the island on the beach, the people that are on Elmer's Island and they're casting into the surf, they try to throw as far out as they can. And then the people in the boats that are fishing up against the shore are trying to throw as close to the beach as they can. So there's got to be a sweet spot in there. I want to talk to Darrell about how you find that sweet spot along the beach in Grand Isle where those speckled trout and other fish are going to be hanging out. I think it has something to do with the what they call troughs, and we'll talk to him about that next week. All right, we got some more text messages coming in. Thank you for your text. First, we've got Lafitte LT checking in with us, and he went fishing along the Florida's Gulf Coast yesterday, but the winds kicked their butt. He did manage to catch a few grouper, specks, and grunts. Looking forward to catching some snapper when they get back home from the regional gymnastics meet that they're there in Florida. Well, that's a good way to do it. It's Bella and Team Louisiana, and while they're there doing gymnastics, they get to try a little bit of fishing. Way to double up on it, Lafitte LT. And that grunt fish, a lot of people are wondering what that is, but that's actually a species. I think we do have them caught occasionally in Louisiana, but much more common in Florida. And we've got Nan and the Weave being Chris Weaver, our flounder whisperer. He's on a good pompano bite in Navarre. Well, if Captain Eric Mahabarak hears that, he'll be joining you, Weave. But tell me, I'm sure that's out of the kayaks, right? Give me a little bit more details on those pompano, what you're catching them on, too, and how deep and how far out. All right, well, let's see. I got some information that came in this week from the executive director of the Mississippi CCA, Coastal Conservation Association. They have got a great opportunity coming up this week, this summer for kids. They are partnering with the Mississippi Department of Marine Resources, and they're putting on the Junior Jubilee Kids Fishing Rodeo. Now, this is going to be kind of like the Star. It'll run from Memorial Day weekend all the way through Labor Day. They have their big awards banquet in September. This is for kids aged 3 to 15. They'll be competing for over 100 place prizes and exciting door prizes up to $40,000 in value. Now, you have to fish in the Mississippi waters south of I-10, and we're going to get Mickey to come on next week and talk more in detail about it. But the best thing about it is it's free for the kids. And I got to spend some time with the Mississippi Coastal Conservation Association guys and girls up there at the Biloxi Boat Show. They asked me to come up there and draw the winning ticket for the boat prize. And great bunch of folks, and they do some good work, as most of the conservation associations across the coast do. All right, if you are not a turkey hunter, and most of the seasons are over. In fact, all of them pretty much are over except for turkey. And you still want to do some shooting. Don't forget about sporting clays. It's like been called golf with a shotgun. And there's going to be an NSCA, registered shoot at Covey Rise in Husser. That's going to be coming up next Saturday, April 20th. And if you want more information and register for that, go to scorechaser.com. And by the way, 2 weeks from today, we'll be doing the show up on location at Covey Rise. I'm going to be participating in one of those sporting clay shoots, and we'll be doing the show prior to that. So be tuned in for that. And if you've never done it, it's a lot of fun. It's the closest thing to hunting that you can do without actually shooting at a bird. All right, we come back after this. We're going to get in Captain Mike Gallo. He's over there at Salt Bayou near Slidell. Boy, they had rough weather. Tornado passed through there, and prayers and thoughts are all out for the folks there that suffered so much damage with that, what's been referred to as an EF2, a tornado that passed through the Slidell area. We'll get an update on the fishing from Captain Mike Gallo next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And our Bone on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures of Louisiana is a presentation of CETO. You know him. A lot of people call him AAA on the water. Fuel drops, electrical problem, jump starts, whatever it takes to get you back. And if that doesn't work, they will hook you up and tow you back to the dock. And they do it 24/7 all across the nation. It's free towing, $249. That's for a whole year membership, and it is renewable. You're getting peace of mind, and you're getting it from some great folks. You can call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or go to CETO.com, and you can get signed up there. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, and Captain Mike, you are very near. In fact, you live in the Slidell area, and your lodge is just outside of there. People are texting me right now. They want to get a recap on some of the damage there. Were any of the boat dealerships, and they're talking about Gus's Tackle Store. What's the extent of the damage there in Slidell from that tornado?
There have been some buildings that did have and did suffer some extensive damage. Gus's Tackle and Nets escaped. They did not have any damage. A local contractor, ECO Builders, had extensive damage to his building and warehouse. No one was injured, even though there were people in the building at the time the tornado came through. Still having some power outages in some areas of Slidell. I was going to pick up fuel this morning on Pontchartrain Drive to fuel my boat up when I got back from today's trip, and where I get my fuel was dark. So there are still some areas along Pontchartrain Drive that do not have electricity. I'm sure like most storms, Don, Louisianians are pretty resilient. We've been down this bayou before, and we'll bounce back. It just may take a little time.
Some people are questioning about the effects on fishing. Tornadoes really don't affect fishing. The fish are safe under the water.
Right. It happens really quickly. I went out Monday and had a good day, a little breezy, but had a good day, took some grinding, but we did have a good day. And then I wasn't back on the water until yesterday. And there's still a fair amount of dirty water in the area. I knew that the Mr. Go would probably have some cleaner water, which it did. And we were able to go in many spots along the Mr. Go and put together a fair amount of fish. It was a mix. We had redfish yesterday. We had freshwater catfish. We had speckled trout. We had a flounder. We had a sheephead. We even caught a white trout that we threw back, and plenty of small trout. So they're out there. It's just stick and move.
Now, were you fishing bottom, dead, live bait, cork? How were you working it?
I was most successful with live shrimp on a drop shot. I did catch a few fish on plastics on a drop shot, but they certainly seem to prefer the live shrimp. I just left the marina here at the Wrigley's, and they've got a good supply of live shrimp over there now.
Have you been able to determine the water clarity, or was it not light enough where you were making that run?
I went by vehicle. I did look at the water in Lake Pontchartrain on my way back yesterday after lunch, and it was still quite stained. I did talk to a gentleman that went out later in the afternoon and said he was successful along the Highway 11 bridge around Mid-Lake. I don't know what successful is. Is that catching one or is that catching 15?
It's all in the eye of the beholder. Well, Mike, who's your trip today? Who are you fishing with?
Actually, I'm fishing with a gentleman I played football with in junior college. I'm fishing with his son and his wife. They come out once a year. She likes red fishing, so we are going to run to the Biloxi Marsh and see if we can scare up some redfish.
Well, you should be able to find some clean water in there, I would think.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some clean water in there. I got some live shrimp in case the wind is kind of low and the gnats are out. We'll fall back into some of the lakes and see if we can catch some speckled trout.
Well, things are looking good weather-wise for our trip with the Pennsylvania boys on Monday morning, so we're looking forward to seeing you there bright and early.
Yeah, hopefully the water clears up and we can have a good day. I'm looking forward to that myself.
Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and figure out how to come down there and fish with you, tell them the best way to find you.
Very simple. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, 985-781-7811.
Mike, got one quick question before you go. This just popped up on my text message board. It's from the big man Basson in Mandeville who came out to Martian Bayou last week. He's asking about any crabbing reports out of Lake Pontchartrain. And I know you're pretty close with the crabbers right down there near your dock. Have you been talking to them, getting any info on what crabbing's been like so far this year?
I know I saw plenty of crab traps because you got to dodge them. So I would assume they're catching them. I did get some crabs about 2 weeks ago, and they were nice and fat and plump, but I have not gotten any crabs since then.
All right. Well, maybe if you talk with them, you can give us a little report next week on the crab situation.
I'll do that, Don. And I do have one thing I'd like to add. Whenever we have these storm events and high waters, which we had, lots of debris breaks loose and floats in the waterways. That's why I'm not leaving until about 6:30 or 7. I want the water to be up where I can see if there's anything floating. So be careful while you're navigating these waterways.
Great advice. You're absolutely right. All kind of stuff comes out of these hot rivers when they get high and end up in that lake and become water hazards. Thanks for the report, Mike. We look forward to seeing you Monday morning.
All right. I'll be in touch Sunday evening with the details.
Very good. Thank you, Mike. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to Captain Eric Mohabarak. He's got a big event he wants to talk about for kayakers. If you want some information, a little seminar and conversation about fishing from kayaks from some experts, he's got the lowdown on it. He's next on our Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we have a paddler's report. Kayaking has become so popular, we have one whole segment dedicated each week to fishing from paddlecraft. And Captain Eric Mohabarak is one of the reporters that we utilize. And we also have Massey's as the presenter. And they've got three locations, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Covington. And coming up Wednesday, the 17th, that's next Wednesday, between 5 and 6 p.m., they are having an inshore spring-focused hangout with a panel discussion with the Massey's fishing team. Eric, tell us more about this super event coming up.
Hello, Don. How you doing this morning, buddy? It's going to be pretty interesting. They're going to have a casting contest, a few prizes, some good food, of course, throw out some drinks, too. But it's going to be a panel on where you can ask questions, you know, like about it's not going to be so much as a presentation, but it's going to be where, like, maybe the novice or even the guys who have been doing it a while can bounce things off of different people, you know, because we have a wide range of anglers here. You know, we have Steve, who just took first place in the City Park tournament.
Yeah, Steve Neese. You know,
Steve Neese, yeah, and then we got Chris Holmes, you know, and you know Chris has fished pretty much, not around the world, but Mexico, California, and in between, and Florida, and all of that. He's pretty well reversed. And then we got Sean Johnson. He's fishing the kayak BASS trail right now, and he's doing pretty well at it. Then, of course, we have Ty Hibbs. And y'all are all familiar with Ty, I believe. He was an IFA winner. He's also a local charter captain who does the fly fishing. So we got a lot of that going on. I'm going to kind of be the host, and I'll be there to answer any questions you want. You know, I think we're going to go through some safety aspects on kayaking and all of that. Massey's is also running some specials, some discounts. I think they may be throwing a few gift cards out there. And I think Charlie from Pugler's is coming over to talk about his bass angling on the tournament trails and stuff like that. And I think Pugler's might be throwing in a little something too there, Don. So it should be pretty good. It starts in between 5 and 6. I'd be there at about 6 o'clock and see what's going on. You know, it should be a good time to be had by all.
And give us that location in New Orleans.
That is on Carrollton Avenue, Don, and I cannot remember the address off the top of my head. It's on Carrollton Avenue, Massey's location on Carrollton Avenue in New Orleans. And I'll just have
you
to
find
them
on
address.
Facebook. Everybody uses
Facebook. Yeah, find
Facebook.
Them on
won't
Facebook.
Won't be a problem to find.
Hey, you can Google them, too.
Yep.
You know?
Well, the BCKFC is involved in this report, too. They got the Paddlepalooza coming up. I think that's the oldest kayak tournament, isn't it?
Yes, that is the old. It's either that one or the Fallen Tide. I believe Fallen Tide was first. I'm not sure. I'll have to check on that. But, yeah, Paddlepalooza, it's going to be held down in Highway 1, Grand Isle, based out of Bridgeside right there. A lot of people get rooms right there at Bridgeside, and a few of us are at camps and stuff like that. It's usually a good time. We have Eric Stacy coming back to cook the pastelaya on Friday night. So everybody's really excited about that, not just the fishing, but, you know, they like to eat too.
That should be a great time. All right, now, you know, I was talking about our buddy the Weave, he and Nan getting on the Pompano, but looks like you got the lowdown on that ahead of time. You got a Pensacola report where they're picking up some of those Pompano on sand fleas. How do you get sand fleas? You need a sand dog to get them?
Well, who knows? That might work, too. You know, they train them for termites. Why not sand fleas? Good idea. It's actually like a basket, I'm going to say, like a basket, a shovel basket with holes in it. It washes the sand through, and you look for the little bubbles coming up in the sand, and when a wave comes up and goes down, and you scoop it, and you kind of wash it out, and the sand fleas will come into that. You can also do it by hand, but I just go by it's like a dustpan more than a shovel, and I do it that way. You can even use a strainer to find them, but, you know, that's a lot of work. It's easier if you get the proper equipment. And those are pretty evil-looking little prehistoric-looking creatures, too, if you've ever seen one.
Yeah, they are.
But, yeah, they've been doing really good down there with the Pompano. Of course, there's the weather that just blew through kind of threw them off a little bit, dirtied the water just a touch. But it is clearing up. I know they caught a bunch of them off the beach at 4 a.m. in the morning when it was pitch dark out there. They caught a pile of them. And then I think the day before the weather, they came in with 11, the two of them. And then also they caught the first lemon fish off the Pensacola Pier, which means they're out there, Don, and can take advantage. Yeah, you don't have to go far with those fish over there, you know, to get them. And that's, you know, I'm going to make a snapper trip this year for sure that way and go get my snapper. I wish we could do that here, just a little bit too far for the kayaks to go out of Grand Isle.
Yeah, you need a transport boat.
Yeah, you need a mothership, you know, and that gets crazy with the expenses, you know. But it would be fun to do if you go out and get a sword or a tuna or something, talk to my friend Martha over there, see if she'd take me out. that would be fun. They're catching some Spanish mackerel, but I haven't heard anything on king mackerel yet. So imagine those guys should be popping up soon.
Yeah, well, I'm a fan of catching Spanish mackerel, but I'm not too big on cooking them. So mostly what I do
Don,
is catch
I got a great recipe for you. I'll send it to you. It's really easy, and you'll
good.
Love it.
Yeah, well, we'll give that a shot. All right, we want to invite folks to come see you. You will be at Massey's in New Orleans location on Carrollton Avenue. That's going to be next Wednesday starting at 5 o'clock. If they want to get in touch with you because you do have the Louisiana Kayak Company and you're one of the few people that take people out on chartered trips via kayaks, and you provide everything. Tell them the best way to get you.
You can get in touch with me on your website, Down to Butte, the Outdoors Guy, or you can hit me up on Facebook or Instagram, Louisiana Kayak Company, or just call me or text me at 504-313-8292.
All right, you behave yourself this weekend. We'll see you next time.
Oh, yeah, Don, you be good, all right? Be safe.
All righty, Captain Eric Muhabarak. All right, coming back after this, it's everybody's favorite. Can you believe we actually had a listener wanted us to do away with the bad boy feature? That is not going to happen. Way too popular. You may be surprised to hear who's this week's honoree. It's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. This past week, I was monitoring the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting, and one of the highlights there, the Louisiana Charter Boat Association presents each year an award to a Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries enforcement agent. It's called the Tofield Bourgeois Memorial Award for Law Enforcement Agent that best exemplifies their mission. And those of you who are longtime listeners, you know the name Tofield Bourgeois, who that was, and the reports he did for us. And Richard Fisher, who is the director for the Louisiana Charter Boat Association, made the presentation to Senior Agent Heather Fitzgerald, who was responsible largely for many of the cases that were made for people who were violating the charter guide regulations. They were posing as charter captains but were not properly licensed. And congratulations goes out to Heather Fitzgerald, and also a tip of the hat to the LCBA for hosting that award in the name of a really good friend of mine, Captain Tofield Bourgeois. All right, as I mentioned last week with the opening of turkey season, it happens every year. I knew I was going to get a bunch of bad boys coming in. The agents wrote up 8 citations on Saturday, 6 more on Sunday for various cases of baiting and no turkey licenses, no tags, over the limit daily, over the limit season, trespassing, unplugged gun, and one Mississippi guy, he violated it all. He'll be next week's. But this week's is a name you might be surprised to hear. And we'll be back to tell you who it is right after we pause. Quick 10 seconds to let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. This week's bad boy of the outdoor story began with a tip from a listener of this radio show about Mississippi Wildlife and Fishery Commissioner Leonard Bentz being cited for hunting turkeys over bait. Now, my subsequent investigation revealed it was true, although Bentz, the man who has been appointed to oversee enforcement of Mississippi's illegal hunting, is quoted as saying he was unaware that the field he was hunting was baited with crickets. In his written statement, Bentz claimed, under the law, even though I was told by officers that they knew I was not aware the crickets were on the property, I am in violation because I hunted the property where the crickets were placed. Bentz went on to say that he had inspected the roads and the feeders before the hunt to ensure there was no bait in the area. Sources say the landowner was questioned, and he claims he didn't know nothing about no crickets, and he and his caretaker may face citations for placing the bait. Now, that could be the end of this story, but there is a twist, indicating that there may be more than planted bugs that meets the eye. You see, an anonymous tip led the agents to the 500-acre cricket field in Holmes County, something most hunters would not notice, even if they did inspect the area for corn or grains. Coincidentally, this Commissioner Bentz has been criticized for some lack of action as a commissioner and is up for reappointment this month. Could it be a setup? Any disgruntled individual knowing where Bentz, his two sons, and guests had planned to hunt could have put the crickets there, made the call, and that would discourage the Mississippi Senate from allowing him to continue to serve on the commission. Given the circumstances, I think it's going to be difficult for a judge or jury to convict and sentence a maximum fine of $500 and possible even jail time for former Mississippi State Representative and Wildlife Commissioner Leonard Bentz Jr., the possible target of Cricketgate and our questionable bad boy of the outdoors. Oh, yeah, who knows? We'll find out. I'm sure the truth will out. By the way, I had a sentencing on a North Louisiana guy. Finally got sentenced a year later. He was caught baiting and illegally hunting turkeys last year. We'll try to get his story in, too. So many bad boys, so little time. All right, the Plastic Man is next. You also know him as Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. He's back with us right after this. And also we got Sammy Romano coming up a little later to talk about the big tent sale going on at Shag's Fishing and Outdoor Supplies up there in Metairie. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, and they wrote that song just for this guy, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. He joins us now. Captain Ryan, how'd you do with the weather down there at the lodge? It was kind of north of you guys. You guys didn't really get a lot of even rain, did you?
It got really windy, but it wasn't that bad for rain. At home, we had about 6-7 inches. I mean, it rained at home. My golf course looked like water polo.
Well, the ducks must have loved it.
Oh, boy, when they get them puddles, they go all over them. I got 500 ducks in my yard every day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That woman that started something, she can't hardly keep up with.
So how did all that wind affect the waters that you guys are fishing? Did it dirty it up? Is it clearing up now? And what do you expect to find
The boys fished the next day in that hard north wind, and they caught them good. Yesterday, they all limited out. So they're all pulling out the driveway right now. I got to drive in this morning. I'm waiting for some New Orleans folks to come in. I'm going to take out. I got a couple of youngins.
Yeah.
So we're going to go stretch some lines on some redfish.
Now, you know, I can't, as a journalist reporter, reveal my sources, but a very good source tells me that you may be dealing with some shrimp. Some dead shrimp
today. Yeah, I got to put some dead shrimp on. I got a 6-year-old and 11-year-old today.
Oh, yeah, you got to make some concessions for that, sure.
Cody probably texted you that, or Ross, one of them.
I'm not saying who it was.
Oh, it's a big deal when I use a shrimp, I tell you.
Yeah, I know.
You get a 6-year-old, 11-year-old, you got to do what you got to do to make them catch fish.
Yeah, it's difficult for them to work lures. So that'll be good. That'll be a good trip to have them kids.
I go from one extreme to the other. Tomorrow I fish with feathers, so I make up for it.
Oh, okay. Now explain what fishing with feathers means, because some people think you're going to be wearing a chicken costume, but that's not.
No, I got to fly fish the next 2 days, so I'll go west and where the water is a little clearer and go sight fish redfish with a fly rod. That's always fun stuff.
Yes, it is. You guys got any snapper trips on the book since it's opening up Monday and y'all pretty close to the action down there?
No, we really don't advertise that or do that. You know, if customers want to do it, when they hear this, they say, "We want to go catch a snapper." Yeah, let's go. So
yeah, well, I noticed one female captain that's pretty good at catching snapper.
Yeah, well, I got two female captains that's pretty good at it. So if they want to do that, it's all up to the customer. Whatever the customer wants, you know, the triple tail will be here, getting thick shortly, and later in the summer we'll get the cobias and the mangroves, and we can do it all, you know.
How's the catfish been?
Specs and reds. Catfish? There's a lot of catfish in the pond during this time of year.
You haven't been sight fishing anymore. I tell you, I'll never forget that sight fishing we did with that young boy, the hunt of a lifetime, fishing trip of a lifetime. That catfish working along the bank there.
Oh, he was just like a redfish. He was a big boy too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. How did he taste?
You know, you could do that a lot when the river's down and the water gets clear. You could see him. You know, a lot of places in Venice, a lot of the ponds, you can see those big cats. Sometimes they shoot them with bows. But if you got a little piece of cut bait to throw in front of them, they'll usually jump on it. You know, I got a lot of ponds down there that I usually fish that have them.
Mm-hmm. Boy, they tell me that
end of what they got here, huh?
Yeah, you know, one of the sidelines of fishing with you too is it's an eco tour, you know. And they tell me the gators down there, they got some monsters down there. Like,
oh gosh, they got some dog eaters, that's for sure, buddy. Mm. You know, it's something that we have to watch but during duck season, but they're fun. You know, everybody wants to see it. But you know what the best part about the eco tours here? There's 184 species of birds. I mean, if you're a bird watcher, you get on the boat, you're going to see so many birds, from eagles to roseates and every kind of heron and rail and shorebird ducks. I mean, it's incredible.
My friend Janice, you know, she turned me on to an app called Merlin. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it.
Oh, you got to have that down there. I bet you get some hits on that thing. You know what that is for people not familiar with it? It's an app, and it actually, you turn it on, and it records the sound of birds, and then it identifies immediately what species it is. And I tell you what, I find it to be dead on.
Oh, it is. You know, I'll sit there when I'm eating my breakfast by the lake at home, and I just turn it on, and, you know, sometimes I get 20 species on it, you know, just right sitting there on my back porch. So it's cool. You know, it's something to do. And then if you take a picture of a bird and put it on it, it'll identify the bird for you. You know, it's a nice app. I like it.
Yes, it is. And, you know, the thing that's frustrating, though, is you hear this weird sound and it tells you it's a yellow-eyed vireo, you know, but you can't see it. So I want to see it. You know, they ought to show you a picture of it.
They get in that oak tree and they you can't see it in a lot of teapots and stuff, we call them. You know,
titmouse and all that kind of stuff, Carolina wrens and, you know, the one that made a real good sound, I picked it up when I was turkey hunting, was the brown-headed cowbird. Have you ever heard
Lord.
Of them?
They eat my feet out of house and home, buddy. I have 50 of them, and they go click, 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 click.
Yeah, yeah, it's a weird sound, but tell you what, that adds so much to a slow trip. You know, if you're hunting and you're sitting still, I guess on a deer stand or when you're in the turkey woods or wherever.
Oh yeah,
turn
great
that thing
for that.
On, just like you do, just go sit out in the woods someplace and turn it on, and you know, adds a lot to bird watching.
When he got that first limpkin, I said, "Up and knows what a limpkin is." It should be in my area though.
I wonder how much work went into doing that. You know, recording all of those, identifying them. That's because a lot of them make a variety of sounds, and I've had it pick up some of these red cockaded woodpeckers, and they make a whole range of sounds.
Oh yeah,
but it picks them up every time.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, so many people are so passionate about birds and bird watching. I mean, they take the time to want to do that kind of stuff. It's interesting. I like to look at them. I'm not into it like I'm not marking down how many species I see and all, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, well, that birding is very big, not just here in Louisiana, because, you know, we're on the coast and we're one of the first landing and launching spots for a number of migrating species, but across the country, bird watching is one of the major outdoor activities. And for people that are just lit, Merlin, Merlin, it's like the wizard, Merlin.
Yeah, the neotropicals will be coming in here shortly, too. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to see some indigo bunnings and grosbeaks and all that. You know, we have 184 species here. I mean, that's the most of any quadrant in Louisiana. So you get to see a lot of birds down here, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you do bird tours, too, don't you?
Yeah, I like to do those. The pressure is really awful.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's
you don't have to worry about catching a fish.
That's right. You don't even have to do release because you're not even catching them. You just observe them.
An eco tour is just as good. You know, I mean, just, you know, teaching people about how the land works and how it goes away or builds or, you know, I like doing all that stuff.
I prefer my eco tour with a fishing pole or a shotgun at the same time. Double
I like mine with a shotgun, too.
All right.
Brothers don't like that part.
504-5911, 559-5111, right? I got your phone number
559.
Memorized. 559-5111. Yeah.
That's
there's not
great.
Many phone
that's
numbers
it,
I memorize anymore because, you know, it's all in your cell phone now. It's all there. But I
remember that's
yours.
That's right. Yeah. You never know when you might need me, buddy.
That's true. And that's a lot of the times. All right.
Yeah,
try to have a good time down there at the Cajun Fishing Adventures, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. You have a great day.
All righty. Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man. All right. Up next, Sammy Romano going to tell us where you can buy a tent. No, not really. You go underneath the tent, though, and you can make some good buys. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, you know, on this show, we have a reputation of saving the best for last, and we've done that this week. We've got the best bowyer, anyway, in maybe Louisiana and Mississippi, in Sammy Romano. Sammy, tell people what a bowyer is.
Good morning, Don. A bowyer is somebody who works on archery equipment or tunes it or builds it.
Well, you've earned quite a reputation over the years as being one of the best, and I tell you what, you turned my whole bow career around, and you know that story that goes way back. But look, we're here to talk about a tent sale. Y'all not selling tents there at Shags and Metairie, are you?
No, sir. We're doing a huge fishing tackle sale under a giant tent. We do it every year, and every year it gets bigger and better, and this year is going to be no exception.
Who are some of your reps that are coming out there? Because I know the manufacturers' reps come out there, they demonstrate, they introduce new products, and they take some pretty deep discounts for people that are ready to shop.
Yes, our deepest discounts of the year. So this year we've brought in some new blood. We have Waterloo rods. We have reps from Falcon Rod, Shimano, Daiwa, Spro. Spro has a new bait casting reel out that's really cool. We'll have that, and there are very few of them in the country right now. They're made in Germany. You know, everything in Germany is usually made very well. And I'm very impressed with it and reasonably priced. Busby Tackle, that's a local Louisiana company that builds modular tackle boxes. They're really cool. Mojo Lures, They build the Mojo Shrimp. I've been doing really well on that the last few weeks. Captain Lane, Death Grip Jig Heads, and Goat Captain Lane's Ghost Minnows. He'll be there. Let's see who else. Marsh Demon Lures. We have a new leader storage system by Delta. They're going to be there. It's literally a couple of NASA rocket scientists who came out with a better way to store your pre-made leaders. Just there's so much stuff it's hard to remember it all. Of course, Kaz with Matrix Shad, he's a staple. Yep. Four Horsemen Corks, Aaron. Gonna be a good time. We're looking forward to it. Been working hard getting everything ready.
Is Chris and Colleen Orfanello for CETO going to be there? I saw them there
last year. How could I forget? Yes, they've become a staple at our show. If you don't have a CETO membership, you're missing out. You hope you never have to use it, but unfortunately, a lot of people do, and being a member is key. You get prompt service, and obviously it covers your toe. So,
all right, give us the dates when it starts and the times and also the best way to find it, which I always tell people, look for Hooters. They're right next door.
Yeah, we've been there in that location since I think 1992, and somehow Hooters is still next door. I don't know how, but, you know.
Y'all kept them in business. Y'all the draw, and then Hooters capitalizes on it, huh?
Yeah. So we're at 4740 Veterans Boulevard, and we're between Clearview and Transcontinental. You might not be able to see the front of the building. The tent's so big, but look for the giant white tent.
And what are the hours store for the store?
So let me actually pull that up because I have just so I don't get it wrong while we're talking. One thing I want to say, we do have a huge amount of snapper combos this year and rods and reels because, you know, in the last couple of years, that's been kind of tough to keep up with post-pandemic and a huge increase in fishing. But with snapper season opening Monday, we shined a little extra light on that. So I definitely want to make mention of that.
That's
so
very timely.
So it starts Wednesday at mm-hmm. noon, and it will be there till 9 p.m., and then Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So there's a lot of time to get out there. If you can't make it one day, come the next.
Well, I'm going to try to get there on Saturday right after the radio show sometime. I'll be out there to see
Sounds
you guys.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right. Yeah, great job again setting it up. It's a great service, and it's a whole lot of fun out there, too. And say hello to Ray, and we'll see you next week.
I will, buddy. You take All care, right. Don. Thank you so much.
There he goes, one of my favorite hunting buddies and fishing buddy, too, Sammy Romano at Shags, talking about the tent sale. That's going to do it, folks. It's over. I'm going to be on a swamp tour later today down there at Cajun Encounters, and then we'll be back again right here, 5 a.m., dark and early, for another edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.